Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the first Sunday in Advent, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Today is a new liturgical year. Should I say Happy New Year? Sadly, no greeting, no liturgy can make this year truly new, especially when so many fear it will be more the same or worse. On the other hand, how differently we would shout Happy New Year if we really thought Isaiah's dream were coming true. If all the nations said, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain that he may instruct us in his ways," then we would know peace is on the way, that swords will be beaten into plowshares and nations shall not train for war again. You know, so much of our response to life is determined by our expectations. That gospel gets in the way, doesn't it? Apocalyptic language can be dark unless you understand it. Today's gospel about Jesus coming like a thief at the time, the hour you least expect, seems frightening. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Is he weeping still over us? Does he still say, "Ah, if you, even you, only recognize on this day the things that make for peace"? So we often pray for peace as if God needed persuading. Well, we're the ones who wage the war. We're the ones who need to be persuaded. But only you can give God permission to give you a peaceful heart. God can't do what you won't allow. So what are Christians to do? Today's reading is all about being prepared. Now let's admit it, a little advanced warning of his final coming would be great. You know, a little last-minute repentance. Isn't that why so many of our separated brethren are simply fascinated with predicting the end times? Indeed, American Christians have made it a cottage industry. But God doesn't allow that easy out. Jesus is explicit in too many places. It is not for you to know the day or the hour. God does not want us postponing until tomorrow what we really should be doing today. He doesn't want us to try and figure out that unknowable future. He wants a different kind of vigilance, a watchfulness that see and responds in the now, in the now. Now, there's a silly story of a cardinal lounging about, sipping his espresso in the Piazza Navona in Rome, when he sees Jesus coming, heading straight for the Vatican. He runs ahead, huffing and puffing, to the Pope. "He's coming, Jesus is coming. What should we do? What should we do?" The Pope calmly said, "Tell everyone to look busy." You know, we have a Pope who's been very busy. But have we? How much of the Pope's gospel message has America absorbed? Where is our mercy for the planet, for the condemned, the imprisoned, the poor, the refugee, the disabled, hurting friends and broken families? Jesus wants an active vigilance that seizes the opportunity, that grabs the opportunity to be a neighbor now. Are you and I ready to look those who feel most frightened, most threatened in the eye, and say, I got your back. I'll stand by your side. You can't tell God on the last day, I've been good, because he's going to ask you, who have you been good for? You know, Christian life is lived in tension between the now and the not yet, between grace given and grace not fully realized. So how do we deal with all this last end of world kind of apocalyptic language? What was the tension that Matthew was trying to face in giving us Jesus' words? Well, his words are concerned with two separate events. The first, Jerusalem's capture and the temple's destruction. And finally, number two, Jesus' final coming. Now, Matthew's community had already experienced the first, and they were wondering about the second. Sadly, we only read portions, and the events seem jumbled together, and they need to be teased apart. And Matthew really kind of helps us out. When Jesus is talking about Jerusalem's ending, he says, in those days. He uses the plural and describes portents and signs that Matthew's community experienced. When Jesus is talking about the final coming, he says, in that day. He uses the singular. And there are no predicting signs, for he will come like a thief. See, Matthew's community experienced Jerusalem's fall as the inevitable consequence of not learning the ways that make for peace. It wasn't God's doing, it was ours. They experienced false messiahs, portents in the skies, famines, earthquakes, rumors of wars, family opposition, both Jewish and Gentile. After Jerusalem's fall, they faced rising opposition from the synagogue, who eventually expelled them, and from Rome, that persecuted them as scapegoats. Matthew's people were being tempted by all to simply forget about Jesus. Wouldn't you wonder, in those circumstances, is this the end? Today's gospel was read as a word of encouragement to stand firm in hard times. Jesus' message is simple. Relax, I'm with you. I got a plan. Seize the opportunities of faith and grace that you have right now. Matthew's community lived in the in-between of the kingdoms being planted and the not yet of its full realization. That's where we live too. Unlike Matthew's community, however, we tend to forget our mission, our job. I asked earlier, what are Christians to do? Have faith, be converted, invite, encourage, stand up for others. You know, for too long we've imagined the kingdom of God comes only at the end. But Jesus said, in fact, the kingdom of God is among you. He has planted the mustard seed of the kingdom in you. He has given you the yeast of the Spirit to grow the kingdom in your heart, if you allow. Our job for the future is to bear fruit of the kingdom now. The full realization of the kingdom is for Jesus to bring. But right now, you're on a mission from God to be an invitation to that kingdom now. You know, it's only in delighting in faith, connecting in love, encouraging in hope, and helping others in service that the kingdom is spread. Too often, we merely make do instead of making it better for someone. As one scholar noted, generally speaking, people in the Middle East or unable and unwilling to think about the future. Only God knows that. Inshallah. As Americans, we have a different problem. We are so easily caught up in past hurts or in future dreams that we miss living the present right now. We miss the opportunity of being fully alive. Jesus challenged them and is challenging us to be vigilant for the future by living the present fully. So the task is to be fully attentive to grace, to what he's doing inside of you and in others. At almost 2,000 years distance, we don't appreciate how much the early Christians sacrificed in following Jesus. More important, we often don't understand the joy that kept them faithful in living Christ in the face of terrible death. See, they had a real sense of being a resurrection people, convinced of being forgiven and loved and adopted by God. They were to be an incarnation people, giving birth to Jesus in their world. Forgiving and loving was their daily bread. Their daily vigilance was for the friend who said, "I call you friends and come still." They knew that the divine thief would come in the end to steal our hearts. No wonder that in the face of terrible times they prayed, "Thy kingdom come. Maranatha." Joy was on the way. Our challenge is to be a gift of joy today. By the way, Happy New Year.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.